الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. We are extremely happy and joyous to see the students back, and really in my sincere opinion, you are the angels of our time. In these times of fitna and fasad, your youth you have given for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So it always gives me great pleasure when I see the students, and especially those students who come a little bit early and they are in namaz and they are reading their namaz with devotion. Those who are keen on their studies, etc., this gives us great joy. And inshallah.
And we mustn't think all these professional people, they're living it up, they're living on banks' money. Because of their certificate, they're getting loans from the bank. Their whole surgery, to put up that surgery, they are living with heavy debts on them. And then they are buying a car also on interest, house also on interest. Outwardly, you think this doctor is a lani, he's not a lani. Whatever, they can't be anything more important than my namaz. So wherever I am, anywhere in the world, in the plane, in the ships, in the train, anywhere I am, don't be scared. In the bazaar also, it's time for namaz. Don't be shy to read namaz in front of people. You don't know the effect that namaz has on their hearts. They just see your postures, hey, what you did. 5 times a day, and to be present in my court is ne mutlak. Open permission. Whether you are rich person, poor person, from whatever tribe, whatever country, whoever you are, you can be the richest person in the world. That there's no reserved place for you in the masjid. You can't buy out a place and say. In fact, it's makruh to book your place before time. The person reminds you, he phones you every day, please, you must come. Here Allah Ta'ala has now ordered my special announcer, Muazzin. That is why we should respect the Muazzins also. Allah says, these are the people, the reality you'll see on the day of Qiyamah. Their heads are so high. Their necks will be high that they call the people. Allahu Akbar. And like we person, so Allah Ta'ala stress that make masjids and azans should be called out. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made special arrangements that there must be an imam. All the arrangements Allah Ta'ala made for us. So what great stress Allah Ta'ala is calling us and giving us open permission 5 times a day. No masjid Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us this open permission. And Allahu Akbar. Further, if a person doesn't realize this open permission is for everybody, and with how much stress Allah Ta'ala is calling us and announcing and telling us, please, Allah doesn't need us. But so to say, Allah is saying, please come. Hayya al-advisor now. And you won't, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala knows any language, every language. And even if you can't talk, you dumb and you deaf, Allah knows the language of the heart. So Allah Ta'ala has stressed, come to me. And as we are learning in front, Allah is calling us, not for Allah's needs, to present our needs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I know your pain. I know your problem better than the lawyer knows your problem. So I know you are totally in need. And you are in such in need that you have to come to me. So don't act independent. Very foolish is that person. Care for now, for because you in need, I didn't make it difficult for you to get permission to come to my court. I know that I will punish you severely. And this punish is not a punishment. It's not to cause us harm, it's a rahmat. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of this. He says, if a father is very wealthy, and he's got 5-6 sons, and he already set them all up, all got big businesses, they all well off. But now he sees, I'm coming to the arena, or wada sakt azab ka sar par lena, bari nadani aur kamina hai. That one person should realize that a person who deprives himself of such a great blessing, namaz is such a great gift, we can't imagine what a great gift Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. If a person don't realize that losing everything and just leaving out this great gift of Allah. Bas isi tarah azmat e namaz ki khoob samajh kar tamam adab ke lai qubooliyat bargah e badshah haqeeqi ke hove baja lawe. So when a person realizes this great gift of namaz, then a person before times
Allah had granted them Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving da'wat, he had to undergo great difficulties, and he was oppressed. And eventually he was put in the Shaba Abi Talib, the valley of Abu Talib. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bore all of this for the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's a great favor, ihsan of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the great gift. Allah Ta'ala mentions this. And the second masjid is Masjid Al-Aqsa. And Masjid Al-Aqsa will be according to the amal and the actions of the Muslims. If you look at the Muslim amal throughout the world, this is the, and you see what is the condition of Masjid Al-Aqsa, then you will understand our condition in the world. According to the amal and good actions of the Muslim, if our actions are good, generally throughout the world, then Masjid Al-Aqsa will be under the control of the Muslims. If not, then Allah Salahuddin Ayyubi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then eventually he went and Allah Ta'ala gave him the ability. But eventually he conquered again Masjid Al-Aqsa. He united all the Muslim people. When Amal came into the Muslims, Allah gave them strength. And Allah gave them Masjid Al-Aqsa. Today again our Amal has gone very, very weak. This is actually a punishment from the side of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That why Masjid Al-Aqsa has been taken away from us. So we have to get the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Efforts are really appreciated in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, what effort must a person do? He has to fulfill the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and fulfill the rights of human beings. So here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned the charter, you can say, the constitution of the Islamic government, the Islamic rule. The first and the most important thing is Allah ta'budu illa iyyahu. That Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we have to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He is our master.
So we entered our namaz, but we don't even know what we're doing. So when you're conscious that I'm doing a faraz, I'm doing a wajib, I'm doing a sunnat, now you're getting concentration in namaz. Jiski ahmiyat Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi ne bayan farmayin, and Hazrat Sayyid Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned the importance of this. To know these things and every posture just to be conscious that what action I'm doing. Khalifa, chunanche banami Hazrat Hazrat Mir Muhibbullah Khalifa Khas Hazrat Mujaddid Sahib Rahmatullahi Baad Hamd wa Salat Tahrir Farmati. So Hazrat writes to his special Khalifa Hazrat Muhibbullah, who is the Khalifa of Mujaddid Al-Fisani Rahmatullahi. He says, after praising Allah and durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he writes, Janna chahe, Khuda tumko seedha raasta dikha. He says, you sure things when you start knowing it and consciously you are conscious. This will give you a namaz of perfection and devotion and concentration. خشوع اپنی انہی چاروں امور میں مندرج اور خضوع انہی امور سے وابستہ ہے. He says concentration and devotion is connected to these four actions. Nothing else. You must know what it
is. He must do it. But he mustn't even say, ah, oof, my father is like this here, he's smelling. I have to pass him now. No word of displeasure should come out from one's mouth. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And sometimes they will shout you, they will tell you many things, but you must not reproach them. You do not answer them back and start fighting with them, arguing with them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them with great honor, great respect. Don't call it, Allah will overlook you. Besides your parents, all your family members, the poor people, the travelers, fulfill their rights. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And never ever waste money. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who waste, who are extravagant, who like to just use the money in haram ways, they are the brothers of shaitan. They are very, very ungrateful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If somebody comes to ask you, Senate, and in those matters which we have got no knowledge, do not run after that. Do not pass judgments upon other people. There are some things of deen you do not understand. Do not run after it and give your own fatwa, your own opinion. Because remember, your eyes and your ears and your hearts will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk on the earth with pride and arrogance, because you cannot take Islam. And he said, oh Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you give me chance, I will destroy the whole of mankind. They will not worship you properly. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, go, and I will give you some tools. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Whoever you are able to, with your voice, you can try to misguide them, mislead them. The voice of shaitan is all in today's time, the media, the television, the radio stations, and all other evolution, etc. وَعِدْهُمْ. And you continue promising them, give them many, many promises. Allah says, وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Shaitan's promise is nothing but deception. And if you are the true servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah will protect you. Shaitan will not have any power over that day. The main thing is to build up your ta'aluk in connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why the next surah is Surah Kaf, in which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions the most important thing is a person to away from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So a person must hold firm onto this kitab, get the knowledge of this kitab. This kitab will save a person from many, many evils and from all the fitnas of Dajjal and from all the evils of Shaitan, and he will be saved. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, one great people will cause harm to the Muslim people. وَيُنْزِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Are the Christians, those who have said that Allah Ta'ala has got a child. They are the ones, so the Muslim. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala use a dog to protect them. A person who in this time also of fitna and fasad, he will hold firm unto his deen, stay in the company of the righteous people. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will protect him. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will use what means. The dog normally, it can, it's napak, it's filthy, it's dirty. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will use even, which Buzrus mentioned, that even napak people, even dogs, the dogs of the dunya, Allah will use them. One person is a very wealthy person, but he doesn't accept the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Everything is my effort, what I have done. and he feels, and he takes people around and he shows them his building and he shows them his business. I've got this, I've got that. And he's forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's taken Allah ta'ala out of the equation. On the other hand, you get another, the believer, he's seeing all of these things, but he is not affected by this. And he's encouraging his friend, that my dear friend, all of this becomes a deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all the things you've got in this world, al-mal, wal-banun, your money and your children, they are only the outward beauties of this worldly life. But those actions which will remain forever and forever, the good actions, they are far, far greater. You can have hope in them when you will go in the qabr, on the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, you will see. Because eventually this world is coming to an end, and eventually the kitab will be placed in your hands, and it lives, then it will be too late for a person. But no matter how wrong you are, وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah is all forgiving. If you have done wrong and you realize you have done wrong, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah is full of mercy. Allah wants to give you people His mercy. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish you all, then long time ago Allah's azab would have come to you people. But Allah has given you chance. So do not delay until the time of your death comes, but long before that day.
عرض کیا کہ اللہ جل جلالہ کا ذکر کر رہے ہیں اور اس بات پر اس کے حمد و ثنا کر رہے ہیں کہ اس نے ہم لوگوں کو اسلام کی دولت سے نوازا. یہ اللہ کا بڑا ہی احسان ہے, احسان ہم پر ہے. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کیا خدا کی قسم, but rather because Jibreel alayhi salam has just informed me that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu was boasting about you to the angels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once found a gathering in the masjid engaged in the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He inquired as to what they were doing. They replied, غير سبيل كل يتجاين ذل تهتو آي ذل تكوج ذل لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله. إلهي عطا ذرة دل كملتا كيا مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو, بد کرداروں نہ معصیہ. تو بھی دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, نے بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. اے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر, اسی ذات کی بس رضا. الله الله إيش شيرين استنا شير شكر ميش وجانا. إخ أهران جز آسما هم دم نبود, راز را غير خدا محرم نبود.
This is called Surah Bani Israel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah has mentioned the great importance of giving da'wat towards the truth, towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala in the beginning mentions three of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Musa alayhi salam, and Nuh alayhi salam, that they gave da'wat towards the haq, towards the truth. And what great bounties Allah had granted them. Just obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will send people upon you. What a mubarak and blessed house, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Masjid al-Aqsa. Our Buzurg and our elders, Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned that there are two masjids in the world. One is the Masjid al-Aqsa and one is Masjid al-Haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system that Masjid al-Haram is divinely protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam tara kayfa, in that surah Allah ta'ala mentions this. And Muslims control Masjid al-Aqsa until eventually, because of our evil actions, Masjid al-Aqsa was taken away by the kuffar and disbelievers. At that time, the Mashayikh, the Buzrugani Deen, made great effort. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullah, they opened khankas. And throughout the world, throughout the Islamic era, there was a revival, awakening of Deen. When it came into them, one person who came up from the khanka was Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullah. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ. They have made the object of life akhirat. They have made an intention that my life and my object of life is akhirat. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And they're not just saying I got intention, but they make effort. And which effort they are making? Sa'yah, the correct effort. They're following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the correct effort. And they've got the quality of iman. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُ مَشْكُورًا. Such people's efforts are really appreciated, whether they are non-Muslim, whether they are fasiqs and sinners, whether they are people of piety and taqwa. The person has to fulfill their rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if one of the two of them, or both of them, have to reach old age, while they are young also, but even more so when they become old, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say akh to them. When a person has to change a napkin, then he has to, in such a way he must do it, that he mustn't even pass away. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember, you cannot fulfill the rights of your parents as according to the level. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Allah knows exactly well what is in your heart, how much you are trying. If you are pious, you have got the quality of piety within yourselves, and you make tawbah, Ya Allah, I cannot fulfill the rights of my parents. And in abundance, you have to make tawbah. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will overlook you. Very, very evil action. Never ever kill any person which Allah has made haram upon a person. And do not come close to the wealth of the orphan people. Do not take their money. Do not use it in the wrong way. Fulfill your pacts and promises, because on the day of Qiyamah you will be questioned regarding that. All your business dealings, make sure you are weighing in full. You are paying in full. You are giving in full. Make sure your business dealings are up to standard. And in those, in a beautiful way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware exactly of what a person is doing. If Allah wants to, He will give hidayat and guidance to that person. If Allah wants, Allah will punish a person. You do your duty, but do it in the correct way. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if a person does not follow the haqq, does not follow the truth, he will become a slave of shaitan. And shaitan, from the first day, he was not prepared to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, oh Allah, where people are getting money in all haram ways, Auladi and in the children also become a partner with them, that you guide them on the wrong path from the time they are born in the hospitals today, that music is put in the ears of the child. When he gets a bit bigger, 5 years, 6 years, he's sent to the nursery school, the primary school, and in there most of the time they are indoctrinated with so much of kufr and so much of disbelief and Darwin's theory of evolution, etc. Wa'dajjal. Alhamdulillah illadhi. The first and most important thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this kitab. Knowledge is the most important thing to save a person. And this kitab, is the knowledge of this kitab a person must have. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ عِوَجًا. There is no crookedness in this kitab. The knowledge is 100% straight. And all the other knowledge of this dunya, which is the fitna of Dajjal, is crookedness. It takes a person to away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they were not prepared to accept the wrong and the religion of batil and falsehood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, they went against the government of the time, the king of the time. But how Allah's protection came over them. They were going to a cave. And for 300 years, they remain in this cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them to such an extent that even the sun, Allah ta'ala doesn't make the sun shine upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ. Together with staying in their company is not sufficient. Follow them also, follow in their footsteps, in their path. Do not follow those people whose hearts are unmindful of our dhikr. Those people who follow their desires and their matters, they exceed the bounds. Be very, very careful about that. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions another example of people in the corporate world. One person is a very way down from the heavens. It's mixing up with the plantations. And then suddenly there's beautiful plantations, but it's just for a few days. And after a few days, eventually you see the plantations completely destroyed. In smithereens, in small, small pieces, they are flying around. And they have come to nothing at all. All people's empires and their businesses and what they had, smart, smart things, eventually they go in the qabr, in the grave, and all of this becomes a deception. You are taking him as a replacement for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are very, very foolish. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ النَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Allah ta'ala says, in different, different ways, we have tried to explain to human beings about Allah's oneness, building up your connection and ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it seems some people, they are only waiting for the azab of Allah to come down upon them. Then maybe they will want to change their lives. Then it will be too late for a person.
Allah. کرنا بچوں سے یہ تمام چیزیں عبادت بن جاتی ہے بس یہ ہے کہ اللہ کا حکم کو دیکھو اس کے مطابق چلو اور سنت کے مطابق کام کرو نیت اپنی صحیح کرو اور یہ سب کے سب عبادت ہو جائے گا اسلامی طریقے سے کرتا ہے فضول خرچ کرتا ہے غیر اسلامی رسومات کرتا ہے مولوی اس کو سمجھاتا ہے تو وہ کہتا ہے میرے پیسے جو میں چاہتا ہوں میں کروں گا یہ میرے پیسے ہے تو گویا کہ میں اللہ کی بات کیوں مانوں مولوی اللہ کی بات بتاتا ہے میرے پیسے جیسے میں چاہوں میں کروں گا ایسے آج مسلمان سے کام کرو یہ تو مجھے اپنے سیٹ کا کام اس نے مجھے دیا یہ تنخواہ مجھے وہاں سے ملتی ہے مجھے اس کا کام کرنا ہے تو اس طریقے سے بیوی مرد کا حکم مانتی ہے کیوں اس کے ساتھ شادی کی یہ مجھے مکان دیتا ہے کپڑا دیتا ہے سب کچھ دیتا ہے تو اس کی بات مجھے ماننی چاہیے بچے ماں باپ کی بات مانتے ہیں ہمارے ماں میں ہوں میری حکومت ہے میرے پاس پیسے ہے میری طاقت ہے میں سب ہوں تو اللہ نے اس کو بہت تکالیف میں مبتلا کیا یہ تکلیف وہ تکلیف جیسے ہم پر بھی تکلیفیں آتی ہیں کبھی بیوی ہمارے سامنے مرتی ہے کبھی بچہ جو ہمارے سامنے ڈوبتا ہے کبھی جو ہے وہ ملیریا میں مبتلا ہوتا ہے اور ہم دیکھتے ہیں اور ہم اچھی طرح سے رکھیں گے دنیا میں آخرت میں اپنے گھمن اور اپنا تکبر اور اپنے برائے نہ دکھائے نہ اللہ کو دکھائے نہ کسی اور کو دکھائے نہ گھر میں بیوی کے سامنے ڈنگے مارے نہ بچوں کے سامنے کسی کے سامنے توازو اختیار
Pani Lukzamuni nie jest w domu, bo nie ma takiego, ale to jest w imię Nani na Biblii. Zagłębię nie wolę na Biblii. Allah kaya zbicie na Tiso, Hana na Tiso, na Pani, 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 na Pani,
na Pani, na Pani, na Pani, na Pani, na Pani, na Pani, وہ جوہر جو تمہارے اندر موجود ہے اجالا ہو جائے کہ اللہ کے حکم کو ہم پورا کرے اور اللہ کی نافرمانیوں سے ہم بچ جائے اور لعل جو ہے شاید لیکن اللہ کا لعل یقین ہی ہے تم اگر یہ کرو گے یقیناً تمہارے اندر تقوی اچھا اتنا کہہ دے پھر ختم دو منٹ پھر ختم
فإذا مثلنا سيد عبد الله يعيش وعليه الله سبحانه وتعالى بالعزة كذا فالمقصودين إلى هذا الفرع العبادة في عزة يوسف كما كل بنادم أنا تكوى تنمي منا
So, and Allah regards people as according to their intention. And Allah shows, makes it manifest also. In Durban when we were studying, ourselves also, other students also, when they come to the station, they haven't still taken admission in Darul Uloom also. But already they just get of whatever type of niyat he has got. So some of us, our globe is of 15 watts, somebody is 100, somebody is 200, somebody is 1000, somebody is a 2000. And we know if this actual lights were here, everyone has got a light like that.
So that light can, you can see it's a dim or bright light. But the minute it comes in the environment, so the month of Ramadan is coming with all its barakat. And in great force and power it is coming. If we can just prepare ourselves and our hearts are open, our eyes, ears are open, and we can take this, well, at the end of Ramadan a person will feel, hey, like when the month of December comes, one shopkeeper is that. He's your manager. Make tilawat also. Make dhikrullah also. Sit in atikaf also. All that. The main thing is that we give up sins. And if a person can list his sins, that is at least a starting point. That what are my weaknesses? And a person who doesn't find sin in his life is the most weakest. He is the most sinful. A person who has become, I want to become bad. Mujhe Allah ka naam sikha do. Teach me how must I take my Allah's name. Mujhe Allah ki muhabbat sikha do. Teach me the love of Allah. So just that niyat of that person. He might be a person maybe in jeans still, without a beard also. But that talab has come in him, he's very honorable by Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, that is when a person, if for example, you are there, your brother is looks much more better than you, he's much more wealthier than you, but your wife only looks at you, doesn't even look at your brother, doesn't look at anyone else, whoever it is, only looks at you, how much more love won't you have for her? So the adab of the Shaykh, which is Abdus great alim from all his dini work, stopped him from giving fatwa, stopped him from giving bayan, stopped him from imamat, stopped him from bayan. Can this be a Shaykh? He's not even a Muslim, this person. He's an enemy of Islam. He stopped him. Then the Shaykh was carrying on and doing at some time tilawat of Quran Sharif. The Shaykh stopped him from that also. Then what was also? Bold Marcus. So that we scratch out the days, that the day mustn't come back by mistake again. The day won't come back, and we don't even have to mark it all. The thing is, how, what are we doing in that? If we are going from here to Durban, you are traveling, your journey will come to an end. But how much are you making? We'll get a very great treasure, and it will last forever. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me tawfiq. I spent my chilla by my Shaykh, and I haven't got words to explain. And as the days go, the more you realize what the benefits of the chilla are. So if we spend our chilla and Allah gives us the tawfiq and we spend it correct.
Lete baite chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah 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 Allah. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein kasb mein duniya
tibihin alqa'u wal akamu ruhi alfida li qabrin anta sakinuhu fihi alafafu wa fihi aljud wal karamu huwa alhabib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin min alahwal.
Life according to sunnah. In one place Allah Ta'ala Hazrat says that raftar, my way of walking, guftar, my way of talking, and raftar, guftar, kirdar, my character, everything must be pabind of sunnah. From morning to night, from head to toe, we should be following sunnah. Muraqabah of Qiyamah, the burning fire of Qiyamah. One name of Qiyamah is Sa'ir. Sa'ir is either the name of Qiyamah according to Jahannam, the name of Jahannam according to some Mufassirin, and the other is, it is one section in Jahannam. And the Sa'ir is such a thing that it will call here, let my taqwa be everywhere, whether there is nobody else with me, I am alone, but let my taqwa be in order all the time. Sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, oh Allah, let me have the hatred of the whole world. But here it's necessary to understand what is dunya. Dunya, what is meant here, they are those things which make you unpeople. That I'm driving such a smart car, that arrogance, and I'll use it for guna. I'll use it to go and do all wrong things. Then that is dunya. So this here, sari dunya hi se mujhko nafrat rahe, that dunya, not the right dunya. Bas tere naam ki dil mein lazzat rahe, and oh Allah, let the enjoyment of your name. That's to say, most of our azans are not according to sunnah.
For example, one of the common things, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, pulling like that. So Maulana say, if your name is Ismail and somebody calls you Ismail, 10 rupees, when he eats it, then his eyes start watering, strong it is. Nose also waters. Water comes out from the nose. It looks like even from the ears water is coming out. But when he's finished that packet, somebody says, oh, you were suffering finishing it. He goes and buy another 2 packets. Why? Because that, so love is painful, but that is zalam to nafsi. Oh Allah, I couldn't do my namaz. I made a wrong to my, all our amal, when the ayat was revealed, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, those who make istighfar at the time of sehri. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, those people that commit guna, zina, drink, enmity. So that Allah ta'ala wants. And then if you do that, your name will be written amongst the lovers of Allah ta'ala. Teri marzi par har arzu ho fida. Oh Allah, on every desire of yours, let me forsake every desire of mine. And this is also a thing we have to learn, even if it is with us. Then you become baqi billah. Well, if you first, your own desires, you don't follow what my shaykh wants. Then you will come to the level where your desires won't mean anything, you will please Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will come to the level that you please Allah ta'ala. And when you do that, Allah will keep you alive forever. Your name will shine always. How many that all our food go? It won't go for waste. Allah will send other guests for that. Allah will make that intizam. Don't have your own desire, and when you sacrifice your desires, don't even feel sorry about that. Mere bas mir bas dil mein dard mohabbat rahe. Mir, my friend, my oh sir, let only be the sheep. It will now started eating grass. A lion, ghost khawawaru Musliman. He became banya, eating grass. So he became a banya with the sheep eating grass. He forgot his language also. The lion roars, how he roars. He started bleating like the sheep also. One day a real lion of the jungle came, a stupid sheep. You, the roar of a lion, that